Why is it that we need a church or the church? To tell you the truth, there are a lot of people ask that question, and there are many people who give you different answers. They'll tell you that they'll create their own church, or they'll create a place where you can go. Or many people even say, I go up in the mountains, and that's where I find my church. Oh, get over yourself. We need to have a church because Christ established a church. This is a revelation of God and what God wants of us, not what we want of ourselves. Most certainly, God came to dwell among us. Why? To return to the Father what you and I wouldn't. And that was love. A love, a filial response to God, our most loving and affectionate Father. We couldn't do it. Because what happened was we offended God in an infinite way. The God who gave us everything, we denied him that return of love. And so God comes down upon this earth. He establishes his church. It's very, very clear. Christ came and established a church. And he said, Peter, thou art rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, obviously, he created a church. He created a church with members, with a hierarchy, and we need it. You know why? Because they used to tell us in the seminary, what was it? A self-taught man has a fool for a teacher. And why? Because you can't teach yourself. Because you can't be certain of the truth. You can't just follow every whim that you have. Whims are what get us into trouble in the first place. We need to recognize that there is an objective truth. And it's our job to conform ourselves to that truth and not conform truth to ourselves. And that's exactly what every religion seeks to do outside of the one true church. Let's make a law because it fits us. How many religions have councils to adapt their teaching because most of their people aren't believing it anyway? So let's change our belief systems. You can't change truth. Either it stands on its own and it is truth, or it isn't. If you can change it, it is not truth. And how do we know and are guaranteed the truth? Unless it is revealed to us. Unless it is shown to us. Remember, we're talking about divine truth here. Something that has to be taught to us. If we think that we are the authors of truth, then what do we have? We have various sects. Look at what people have done when they've manipulated and perverted the truth. We have people killing each other. We have people poisoning themselves. We have people waiting for some big astral projection from the sky to come and pick them up and take them away. This is what they believe? What is it based on? Some fool who just decides that this is what we're going to believe today. And then there are enough people who will follow. If you are going to follow anything, we have to make sure that it is the truth that we follow, that it is perfect love that we connect our lives to. Because if we do not, we will choose that which leads us away from God, not toward God. You and I have been given a great gift, and that is intellect. Intellect and reason. And intellect and reason are perfected by faith. And so, therefore, we must cloak all that we know within faith. Intellect never goes against what we believe. In fact, if something goes against common sense or reason, the Catholic Church can't teach it. Everything that the Catholic Church teaches is in perfect harmony with common sense and reason. To belong to the church, not a church, the church, is to belong to the family of God. It is to belong to something greater than yourself. Because if we belong to something that only envelops or manifests our own desires, our own beliefs, our own manners, what we do is we live an egotistical life, and that just smacks in the face of falsehood. What we are doing is living something that is actually a perversion, because we become selfish and self-centered. We no longer look at the other as being the object of our charity, but we look at ourselves. Look at the society we're living in. Look at the society we built in our country. A country based on Christian principles has gone so far from it that now all we can see is what's good for me. The me, myself, and I. The egotistical trinity. Why do you think we have abortion? Why do you think we have greed and murder and death and drugs? Because it's a gimme society instead of a giving society. And still we manage to be the most giving country on the face of the earth. So there is goodness, there is beauty, there is a wonder of what God has given to us, an appreciation for it. But we cannot stop with ourselves. We have to go beyond the self to the other. Because it is only in the other that we truly can see ourselves as we really are. We need the church. We need the truth manifested to us in a clear and concise and precise manner. We've got to start memorizing our catechism again. Because it sure isn't working what we've been doing. People are running amok with selfishness and greed and anger and hate and lust. In our society, we have a choice to make. We are either living in a Christian country based on Christian principles. We are either a people who conform ourselves to the objective truth, which is Christ, the Jesus incarnate, love made flesh, or we conform ourselves to ourselves. And there's nothing bigger than make a mistake than that. We need Christ. We need the church. And think about it this way. The church gives us certitude. The church gives us a certitude that I know the truth. I can be positive of the truth. I can preach it with conviction and with authority. Why? Because Christ sent the Holy Spirit. And he said, I will send you that Spirit that will guide you and protect you and keep you on the ways of truth. No one else can say that. What if some people think that God sent his Holy Spirit in the 1500s during the Revolution? Well, then Jesus was a liar. And I don't believe that Jesus was a liar. I believe that he was honest and he told us the truth. He sent his Spirit. His Spirit has guided us for 2,000 years. And if you want to know truth, you have to look to his church. We have to look to his Spirit to guide us. And we can be guaranteed of that Spirit. For whatever the church has taught continuously for 2,000 years is the teaching of Christ, is the will of the Father. It is the truth. So you want the truth. You want peace. You want forgiveness. You want love in a loveless society. Well, then come to the church. Come back to the church. Recognize what is missing in life. And that is the objective love of God. The incarnate Word, Christ Jesus, Lord, Savior, beloved God.